Be seated. Good morning and happy Easter. It's good to see all of you. You know, for the longest time since I became a priest, I believed that today called for the Super Bowl of all sermons. And who could blame me? I mean, it's the biggest crowd of the year. There's lots of joy and excitement, and I know good and well I won't see many of you again until Christmas. And I would drive myself and those around me crazy, trying to come up with the greatest Easter sermon of all time, as if I could somehow improve upon a story about a man being raised from the dead. But I got over it. And I've realized that out of all the reasons you're here today, hearing a long-winded sermon is not one of them. So I will make sure to do my part, that you get to the restaurants or the yacht club before the Baptists get out of church. So instead of really trying to preach Easter as if anyone could ever do that, I simply want to share with you my Easter prayer for each and every one of you. It comes from the gospel lesson that you just heard. On that first Easter morning, Mary is the first to the tomb, and the tomb is empty. She runs to tell Peter and the other disciple, who confirm her story, and then they go back home for some reason. I've always thought that was kind of weird. But Mary does it. She stays, and she weeps. And then she hears a voice. And I've always imagined it as a gentle, tender voice. And that voice simply called her by name, Mary. And that is my Easter prayer for you today. I pray that you too hear Easter call you by name. You know, this day changes everything. If we really believe this day, it changes everything we know about everything. And Easter is our reminder that our God is more powerful than whatever it might be that troubles you. And because of that, we simply can't leave this place today and put the miracle of new life and the promise of resurrection back on the shelf till next year. Because Easter is calling your name. Whether you hear it or not, Easter is calling your name. And it's an invitation to live lives with the conviction that the good news of Easter is not some dry, dark ceremony that we celebrate once a year, but rather it's very personal. It is a way of life. It's a way we live where we practice resurrection each and every day by doing things the rest of the world thinks are crazy. Things like loving unconditionally. Things like forgiving freely. Things like not wasting a single precious moment of this thing called life over things that really aren't important. Of taking the time to kneel beside another and offer a word of comfort when it's needed. And then to be prepared to experience more promise, hope, trust, and love than you might be able to handle. Because from the black emptiness of the tomb, the voice of Easter, the voice of love breaks through and is calling you by name. Listen. Can you hear it? Can you hear your name? It might take a little practice. It might take a little practice, but you will. And in the dark, dreary days of winter, when that voice seems like it's a little distant, come on back here and get a little booster. We'll be here, even if it is before Christmas. And the truth is, those little boosters are what our gathering together are all about. Listen, can you hear your name? And then we are called, like Mary, to go and tell the others, to take the hope of resurrection out of this room and into a world that really could use a word of hope. And know that we are armed with the audacity to proclaim that there is no darkness, no darkness that the light of Christ cannot transform. There is no brokenness that cannot be mended. There is no failure that cannot be redeemed. There is no mistake that cannot be forgiven. And there is no one, no one beyond a love that is unconditional. But you got to learn to listen. You got to hear your name. Because the only Easter that ever really matters is the one you hear calling you by name. Listen. Can you hear it? Can you hear your name? Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
And as I always like to say, if I don't see you before then, may you all have a very Merry Christmas.